We're going to begin now the ninth perek, Perek HaRoeh, and the Mishnah says, HaRoeh Mokom Shenasu Bo Nisim LiYisrael, and the Gemara later on is going to mention different places like Maboris Yam, Yarden, Nachal, Arnon, places where there were great miracles that happened to Israel. Omer, he should recite, Baruch Sha'asa Nisim LaVoseinu B'Mokom HaZeh. And the Mishnah doesn't mention Shemu Malchus, but we have a rule that Kol Bracha Shem Shemu Malchus Einu Bracha, as Tosus points out on the top here. The Ravid's opinion is that he doesn't mention Shemu Malchus in these Brachos, because these are not called Brachos Kvuos, Sereshus B'Yado, and he makes the decision whether he wants to say Shemu Malchus. Now, if he sees Mokum Shenekra Mimenu Akum Omer, Baruch Sha'okar Aku Me'artzenu. And the Ra'os says that this is a reference to Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Loretz, he doesn't make this bracha. And the Rambam seems to assume in Perek Yud Halacha Tes that we make this bracha even in Chutz Loretz. Nekra Avodah Zorah. This only applies if Avodah Zorah was removed from all of Eretz Yisrael. But if Avodah Zorah was removed only from one particular place, then the brach would be Baruch Sha'okar Avodas Kachovim Me'am Mokom Hazen Ha'me Artzenu. Al Hazikim, this is called a Kochav Shavit. The Gemara later on is going to discuss this. Kochav Hayora Kechetz, it's a shooting star, Barakia Mimokom LaMokom. And this is a phenomenon of nature that Rashi says it looks like Poseach Esarakia, like it's opening up the heavens, the firmaments. And the Bartanura adds that it's a kochav, it's a star, Shenira, Sheyesh lo Zanav Aroch, it has a long tail, and the Rambam Pirush Mishnai seems to assume so as well. And we see it in the sky, in the atmosphere of the sky, and it looks like falling stars that are running from place to place. And it also looks like a star, as we said before, with a long tail. And the Berakhia Yosef says that we make a bracha on a shooting star and also on a star that looks like it has a tail. And these are all indicative of the Gvuras Hashem, of a Darva Nifla. It's not something that you see on a regular basis, it's only on a rare occasion, and you make a bracha on that, and that bracha we'll see is Baruch Shekochu Gvurasa Moli Olam. We have Zvaos, which means an earthquake, a Re'idas Adoma. The Gemara is going to later on describe the Zvaot as Guha. That's the Aramaic word for it. Gua is Re'idas Adama, Re'idas Haaretz. And again, an amazing, unusual natural phenomenon. Then the Mishnah mentions Ra'amim, which is thunder. Gemara is going to present to Machlokes Amoraim. Why do we make, what causes this terrible thunder? And again, ruchos, which are unusual kind of stormy winds, eno mitzuyos, not something that we encounter on a daily basis. The Gemara calls it zafa. And alabrokim, we're talking about lightning. On all the above, baruch shekochu gvurasa moli olam. This is something that we either see from afar or we hear from afar. And it could be that these are things that you could see from anywhere on the face of the earth, or at least most of the earth. Alahorim v'agvos. Now we shift from kocho gvurasa moli olam to another bracha, which is baruch osa ma'osa bracious. And that's on horim and gvos, which are apparently unusually large, tall mountains, Dafka Harmugvos Hamishunim, that are very different, very unusual, and we see the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Naharos, we're talking about Yamim and Naharos, we're talking about seas and great rivers. There are four great rivers which are mentioned in Bereishis Perek Beis. Chidekel and Prat are amongst them, and he makes a brach on them, not on every single river in the world. The Avudram writes, Al Naharos Mishunim, we're talking about unusual rivers, like we mentioned before, Chidekel and Prat. We recite this bracha, and these are unusual phenomenon in nature. Omer Baruch Ose Bereishis. Gemara later on asks the kasha, why is it that those who are, these cases that are mentioned here, up to this particular paragraph, is not, they're not considered Maaseh Bereishis? And the Gemara is going to give later on a Daf Nun Tes a number of different answers to explain the difference between Kocho Ugvuras Amoliolam and Brachos Bereishis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haroas Hayom Agadol, which is called in Hebrew the Okainus, Shemakif Esa Olam, and not all the Rishonim identify the Yom Agadol as the Okainus. The Rush says the Yom Agadol is the Yam that's on the western Gvul, the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. We call it today the Yam HaTichon, the Mediterranean, and it's not the Yam HaKainus, because Eretz Yisrael doesn't sit on the Yam HaKainus. But nevertheless, here the Kavona might be Yam HaKainus, because the Tana calls it Yomim, which implies more than one sea, or at least implies maybe the Stam Yam, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says Hayam HaGadol, so it's not the Stam Yam, it's rather Yam HaKainus. Now, I'm going to assume that we're talking about the Atlantic Ocean, perhaps the Pacific as well. And Rabbi Yehuda says HaRoes Hayam HaGadol, Omer Baruch Sha'asa Sayama Gadol, and only Bizman Sharoel Leprokim, if he sees it every 30 days, then he makes the brach after 30 days, but not within 30 days, if he sees it a second time. And the Yama Gadol is very important, it's the most chashuv of all of them, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda requires a separate bracha on this great ocean. And Tosus points out that with regard to all the brachos that are mentioned in this Mishnah, it's only after 30 days. If you saw this again a second time within a 30-day period, you do not make the bracha. The Mishnah continues with other brachos on different experiences that bring joy or sadness to a person. Alagshomim v'albasoros tovus omer baruch hatov ha-meitiv albasoros ros omer baruch dayana emes. Hatov means shehetiv onam ha-meitiv v'meitiv gam l'acherim. He recites his bracha when he and his other colleagues, other human beings, are partners in enjoying this tova. For example, if he owns a piece of land in partnership, and he and his partner enjoy the benefit of the Gshomim. Now, exactly what's included in Besoros Tovos, we're going to have to discuss that later on, and Besoros Ros, again, what exactly is included. Some have a Girsi Shmuos Ros, and it seems that there is a mitzvah to be mevaser besorah tova, but there's no mitzvah to be mevaser to pass on bad news, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, motzi dibo hu ksil. So when we say shmuos in terms of ra'os, if you have that gear, so then you have to assume that he heard about it somehow automatically, not that someone would have notified him, because that's not something that you should do, to pass on bad news. And Besoros and Shmuos in Lashon Rabim, in the plural, is teaching us that even if he heard many different Shmuos b'vasacha, so one after the other, one bracha covers all of them, and Bona Bais Chadosh v'kana Kelim Chadoshim, if he builds a house, if he buys new utensils, Omer Baruch Shachyanu v'kimonu v'gyanu l'zman hazeh, the Mishnah uses the phrase kana kelim, not asa kelim, to teach us that even if these aren't brand new, maybe they're old, but for him it's new because he bought them, then he requires a brach of Shachianu. We're going to have a machlokas rishonim exactly when, at what moment he should make these brachos, if it should be the moment that he purchases them or the moment that he enjoys them. And what happens if he buys something but it's not yet Roy Lashimush, it hasn't been complete yet? The Mishnah says, Mevarch ala ra'ah me'ein ala tova, ala ra'ah that comes to him. For example, let's say he had a tova that he had rains, but now there was a flood and his field was flooded, his tvua was ruined. Even though the water caused his adamah to be mashbiach when it fell in measure, and that was a toelis for many years, but now it turned into a ra'ah, into a curse, because it completely inundated his field. But he does make a bracha on the same mayim that he made a bracha as a shmua tova or besorah tova, he made a shachyanu now on that same mayim that unfortunately became a klola. He makes the bracha dayan ha'emes v'ala tova mein ala ra, on a tova that could have come from something bad. For example, he finds a metzia in a place that a metzia, if you find it, you don't bring it to the malchus and you don't return it to the government, then you'll be punished and they'll confiscate it from you. Nevertheless, if he hears from the melech, in other words, if the melech hears that he found this metzia and he didn't bring it to him, he'll be punished, he'll suffer. But now he found the metzia tovalo, which is not going to bring him to any, getting him in trouble with any sense, then he makes the bracha tova meitiv. So the same thing that could be evil now is good for him, and he makes the bracha hatov v'hameitiv. The Gemara is going to add that at the moment that he has this tova and his heart is happy and he's sure that the shilton, the government, will not find out about it, he recites the bracha of hatova meitiv. And the Levush adds that he should always ask Rachmanus from Shamayim to protect him, that this thing that could have been a curse should become a bracha. Now there's a comment here of the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, Shamelch Yikach Menu Yosef Imashem Motzah. The king will penalize him, he'll have to pay to the government with a penalty more than what the value of the object that he found. And the Rambam continues, and he says that we're talking about a metzia. Somebody saw him when he found the metzia. The lashon of hatova me'en ala ra means that we're talking about a ra that has within it a clear evil. And just like the tova is something that has a clear tova brura, so too the evil has a clear ra brura. And yet, if that situation turns into a tova, then he makes the bracha baruch hatova meitiv. Hatzoik l'sha'avar. If a person prays about something that's already a done deal and it's not reversible, that's called the tfilas shav. For example, hoysa ishta muberes v'yomi yirotzen shetelet ishti zohar ezu tfilas shav. She's pregnant already, and this is after the 40th day of her pregnancy. Toch arboim yom, tefila could be meaningful. That's the Gemara later on. But after 40 days, it's just a tefila shav to pray to Hashem to change the gender that's already been established. And so too, Hayabab Aderech Vishama called Svacha Bair Vyomi Yrotzin Shalotehe Vitok Basi Arezu Tvila Shav. If he hears crying, yelling that's going on in the city, he has no idea, did it happen to his house, something catastrophic. So he prays that it shouldn't be his house that encountered this terrible thing. That's a tefillah shav, because he's praying for something that already was. But rather, he should be mispal that if chas shalom the tzaaka came from his house, then the people inside should be spared, should be saved from that tzara. And he should have bitachon that hopefully the tzaaka is not coming from his house. The Mishnah now describes the tefillos of a person who's on the road. Hanichnas lekrach. He is on the road and he comes into a city. And what's going to happen in the city is that there are moshlim roim. There are bad, evil officers that are going to look for some sort of a libel to create false libel about a person. His mispal shtayim, he should ask for two bakoshos. Achas beknisoso, one when he enters into the krach, that he should come in peace. V'achas b'yisioso, he should leave in peace. Benazi omer, arba tefilo, shtayim beknisoso, ushtayim v'tzioso. And why? Because no seino dal sha'avar. In other words, he makes a tefillah, a supplication when he goes into the city, and when he finds himself okay in the city, he's protected, he should be mevarech a thanksgiving, a hodah, and he should be tzoek ala osid, and he's mispal for the future. And once again, when he comes out, he should be modet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, as far as the nusach of these various tefillos are concerned, that's going to be Gemara later on Daf Samach. And he has to give hodah to his borei on what already passed upon him in Atov. He should be mispala osid shetova lo tova. The Mishnah goes on to say that chayev adam levarech ala ra'ah kishem shemavarech ala tova. And this is based on a pasuk. So, one second, I wanted to see if Rashi comments over here. It's not here, but it's apparently Rashi has a famous comment. We'll get to it later on in the sugya. And Shenemar is based on the pasuk. Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. U'v'chol nafshecha v'chol modech v'chol levavcha. That we should love our God b'shnei Yitzrecha, that even the Yetzer Hara should be used as an impetus to serve Hashem. B'Yetzer Tov u'B'Yetzer Hara u'B'chol Nafshecha, we should love Hashem afilu hu notel es Nafshecha. This is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, which applies under certain specific conditions and in certain specific situations. U'B'chol Modecha, we should love our God b'chol mamoncha, with all our possessions. And if we're called upon for the sake of serving Hashem to give up on our possessions, that's what we have to do. The mission now explains what's b'chol modecha in a different way. Davar acher, b'chol modecha, b'chol mida u'mida shu modeid l'cha. Whether Hashem gives to you, dishes out to you good stuff or even bad stuff, heavy modelo, somehow you have to find it in your heart to thank Hashem, even in those situations where he has peronios. Now, in the Harabayis, there's what's called the Shara Mizrach. The Choma, which surrounds the Harabayis, has an eastern gate. Lo yikal odom es rosho keneged Shara Mizrach. There should be no kalus rosh, no lightheadedness, when he is standing, shall I say, directly in front of the Shara Mizrach of the Chomas Harabayis. Why? L'fishahu, because that gate, mechuvan keneged base kodesh kadoshim. If you draw a straight line, a beeline from the Shara Mizrach, you'd end up in the kodesh kadoshim, and that requires a great deal of awe and respect. It would not be appropriate to have kalus rosh and be in a joking mood when you're facing kedusha. and you're on a direct line with the Kodesh Kedoshim. Now, Kalus Rosh is called Ribui Schok, and too much laughter is not appropriate for that holy place. That's a place that should be, it's a solemn place. There's a discussion here about taking haircuts and shaving, whether that's considered Kalus Rosh. In any event, Lo Yikones, the Mishnah says, L'Arabayis b'maklo b'minolo u'befindoso. When he enters the Arabayis, he should not be wearing his shoes, carrying his staff, or have this belt around him. Maybe it's a money belt that's chalul inside, it's open inside, you put the money inside. Bavakshal raglov, with the dust on his feet. All this is unacceptable, inappropriate behavior for the Har HaBayis. And you're not allowed to go into the Har HaBayis with makelo. And we're talking about a staff that's used for walking. It's a walking stick. He gets very dirty. If he needs a staff for other purposes, or it's covered as canim sometimes to wear this cane, to carry this cane, that's not considered bizoyan at all. And a beged that he wears on his body, directly on his body, and it gets all sweated up. So that's a beged that would be classified under pundoso. So if he's covering that beged with another beged, that's fine, but not to go into the Har HaBayis just wearing that one beged. Then the Mishnah says, Velo yasenu kapandria urekika mikal v'chomer. So a kapandria is a kitzuder. He can't use the Har HaBayis as a kitzuder to get a shortcut. And again, we'll have a whole sugya on Daf Samach Beis about kapandria and what the word means and what does it mean to their kitzur, different shitas in the Gemara. So Belinetta will get to that, hopefully. Urekika. And you know, we don't behave in a certain way that's inappropriate on the Har HaBayis. Mikal v'chomer, rikika is for sure prohibited. And I guess if wearing these things or carrying these things prohibited, how much more so would rikika? You know, he's spinning and so forth. So that's not appropriate behavior for the Har HaBayis. And the Mishnah explains a special nusach that they use as a chasima for the brachas in the Beis HaMikdash. This is all part of Takanas Ezra, called Chosmei Brachas HaMikdash. Anything in the first Beis HaMikdash that had a chasima to it in the brachos, Hayu Omrim, they would say Baruch, etc., etc., Ad Ha'olam. But after the Kilkel HaTzadukim, the Tzadukim were the Kofrim who denied Tchias HaMesim, they denied Olam Haba, the Amru. And they declared that Ein Olam El Echad, there's only one life. Hiskinu Ezra Beis Dino made a takonish you omrim in a olam vi ad ha olam, meaning from this world to the next world, in order to be more that there are two worlds, this world and the next. Lahotzimi Liban Shalat Stukim or Kofer Betrias HaMesim. And Otis Kinu Ezra Beis Dino made a different takona, Shehe Odom Shoel Eshlom Chavero. B'Shem, he should mention the name of Hashem when he asks, when he greets his friend. And that's not considered Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatola, because he's doing it for his covered Havashem, and it's not a Zilzun the Kvodo Shel Mokum Shenema, we find by Boaz. V'hinei Boaz, Bami Beislech, V'yom Lakotzim Hashem Imochem, V'yom Lo Yivarech Hashem. So Boaz mentions the Shem Shemayim L'chvod HaKotzrim, and they respond with Shem Shemayim L'chvod Boaz. The Omer, we find with regard to the Malach who's speaking to Gidon and Shoftim, Hashem Imcha Gibor HaChayel. So the Malach mentions the name of Hashem as a kavod for Gidon. The Omer, we find in Mishlei Al Tavuz Ki Zakna Imecha. And we're talking about Ziknei Umasecha. So that we do exactly kfisha ra'isavim as the way you saw it, that we do it, and they mention the Shem Shamayim, and the Poskim Mishlei Al Tovos, Zokno Yimecha, means that we should follow the Tzkenim of Umasecha, of our nation, and just like they, for example, the case of Boaz, we saw in the case of the Malachim, and all these cases, we will imitate them, and also mention Shem Hashem. The Omer, and furthermore, the Pasuk says in Tilim, Eis Lasos Hashem Eferus Sarsecha, that sometimes we could be made for the Torah, be mevatel something in the Torah for the sake of Ritzon Hashem. And a person is asking his friend for Shalom, if he's giving Shalom to his friend, and he mentions the name of Hashem, then he does that with the Ratzon of Hashem, and the Pasuk says, Bakei Shalom V'Radfeu. So we have to seek out peace and harmony, and if this mentioning of Shalom Aleichem with Shem Hashem is going to reach out to someone with a more Shalom way, then that's what we have to do. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Heferu Sarasecha, what does it mean that sometimes we mevatel Divrei Torah, Mishum Eis Lasos Lashem? In other words, if he has Kavana to ask Shalom from his friend, and that's the will of God that he should do so, then mutalo is allowed lahafir v'lava l'divrei Torah, and to do whatever might have seemed to be aser now becomes mutar. And here, according to Divrei Rav Nosson, that I quoted in the Mishnah to interpret the drasha, the Tanakama, if we look into some of the mafarshim, they say the following. Rav Nosson is commenting on the Tanakhama that if you're going to darshan the pasuk Eis Lasos Hashem from Tchila to Sof in the sequence that it appears, you cannot bring any proof, because you could say that the pasuk means to say that at the moment of Eis Lasos Hashem, that's because of Heferu Sarasecha. It doesn't say that you're allowed to be made for a Divrei Torah because of Eis Lasos Hashem. So Rav Nosson says we're going to darshan the pasuk Misofa B'Tchilosa. And that means that Heferu Sarasecha were allowed to be made for the Torah. Why? Because of Eis Lasos Lashem. And that's going to be a proof about the Hazkar Shem Shamayim in Bakoshas Shalom. Let's go to the Gemara. Minani Mili. How do we know that we should make a bracha on a nes? What's the source for this requirement? On Rabbi Yochanan the Amakra, it says in the Pasuk in Shposit Ches, which is describing Yisro, we're going to have it tomorrow in the Parsha, when he heard the Nisim Vashem that Hashem did to Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, and Yitzis Mitzrayim, he said, Vayom Yisro, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Eschem Yad Mitzrayim, Yad Paro, Asher Hitzil Esa'om, Itachas Yad Mitzrayim. Let's derive from this Pasuk the Bracha of Yisro to Hashem, that we make a Bracha on a ness, on a miracle. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Anisa de Rabim of Archinon, Anisa de Yochid Lom of Archinon. If we only have the Pasuk here regarding the ness of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we know that this is a ness for the entire nation, and that's when Yisro made the Bracha. But what about a ness that happens to a Yochid? Veha, and what are you going to say about Ahu Gavra? There was a Maisa that happened with a certain person, Avika Ozil, the Ever Yamina. He was passing through a place called Ever Yamina, Nafale Aryeh. He was attacked by a lion that wanted to try to rip him to shreds. It's Avidle Nisavit Natsil Mine. Somehow a miracle happened. He was able to be saved from the lion, the claws of the lion. Asa Lakami the Ravi came in front of Rava the Amarle, and Rava told him, instructed him, call Amas the Matis Lahasam. Any time that that you occasion to be in that place, Mata of Aver Yamino, as we called it, is Brich. You should recite the Bracha Baruch Shalom Nines B'Mokom Hazeh. So what's the source for a Yachid who has a miracle that he too has to make this Bracha? The Gemara asks another Kasha. Mar Barei D'Ravina Havika Ozil B'Patka D'Arvus. Mar, the son of Ravina, was going past a place called Arvus. A pitka means, a pakta means a bika, like a valley in a place called Arvus, Vitzochalamayim, and he was very thirsty. As Avile Nisa, a ness happened Ibrei Leh was created for him was Eino de Maya, a mayon of water, a spring, the ish that he drank. The Su, another nest that occurred to Mar Breid Ravina, Zimna Chadavika Ozil, once he was on the road, Biristika, in the marketplace of Mechoza, of a city called Mechoza, Venofale Gamla Pritza, and a wild camel that went crazy just jumped upon him, and he had a miracle via Sparkale Ashisa, and the wall around the house, which is right near it, fell al gava on top of the house, and that saved him from the gamal. So after these nisim happened to him, kimata, when he came to Ravina la Aravos, Baruch, he made the bracha, Baruch Shasali Nes, Bi Arvos Begamal, and Kimoto Laristika, Timachosa, Baruch, Baruch Shasali Nes, Begamal Ubaravos. So we see that you make a bracha even on Nisim that are experienced by a Yachid. And then once again, we want to know, what is the source for that chiyuv? And the Gemara answers, Amri Anisa Drabim Kuli Alma Machayv Lebruche, Anisa Diyachid Iyu Chayv Lebruche. Notice what we're learning from Yisro is that the bracha is obligatory on everyone because it was a Nes Drabim. But even a Nes of a Yachid, the individual himself who experienced this miracle as a salvation will have to make that bracha when he comes to the place where he had the experience of the nes. Now we get into the more specific details about a makom that generates a bracha, Torah Rabbanon, Haroe, Mabros, Hayom. These are places where Bnei Yisrael went through the Yam Suf, for example, Mabros HaYarden, they passed through the Yarden at the time of Yoshua, Mabros Nachle Arnon, which is a place that they passed in what's called Nachle Arnon. This is in Bamidbar Chof Aleph, Misham Nasuva Yachnu Be'ever, Me'ever Arnon, etc., etc. And of course, in Sefer Yoshua it says, Ukibo Nosea Oron Al Hayaradim Viragle Akonim Nosua Oron, etc., etc. And it says, Nitbalu Bekseo Mayim, Vayamdu Amayim, Ayordun Lamala, it's a great miracle. The Avne Elgavish, and this was where the Malchi Amori went down there, Bimorad, at the bottom of the mountain called Beis Choron, the Evan Shebikesh Lizrok, Og Melech HaBosh Al Yisrael, and Og wanted to destroy the Jewish people with an Evan, and Evan Sheyoshev Alei Moshe B'Shoshos Yoshua Melcham B'Amolek, the Ishto Shalot, the Chomas Yericho, Shenivla, Bemkoma, Alkulim Tzarch Sheiten Odo Veshevach Lifnei Amokom. So just to mention a few places here, Yoshua and Bnei Yisrael fought against Malchi Amori, who tried to capture Givon, and they defeated the Malchi Amori Maka Gedola, and the Pasuk says, Vayhi Binosom Bnei Yisrael, when they left, they fled. Where were they? Bemorad Beis Choron Hashem Hishlach Aleihem Avonim Gedolos Min Hashamayim Vayemusu Rabim, etc., etc. And then in Shmos Yud Zayin in the parsha of Amalek it says Vayas Yoshua Kasher Omer Lo Moshe Lilochim BaAmalek V'Hoya Kasher Yorim Moshe Yado V'Gor V'Yisrael Kasher Yoniach Yado V'Gor BaAmalek V'Yedei Moshe Kvedim V'Yikhu Even Vayasimu Tachto V'Yoshev Oleh V'Aaron V'Chur Tomchu biyodov, vayhi yodov emuna ad bo hashomesh. So the Gemara asks, Bishleima, the Nes of Mabros Hayom, Dichsiv, we know from the Pasuk Vayavo, Bnei Yisrael, B'soch Hayom B'Yabosha. And they had Kriyas Yamsuf, which became a Yabosha. And the miracle of Mabros Hayarden, Dichsiv, Vayamdu HaKohanim, Nosei Aron Bris Hashem B'Chorav B'toch HaYarden, Hachen V'Chol Yisrael Avrim B'Chorav Ad, Ad Asher Tamu Kol HaGoy Lavris HaYarden, that Poskos Rima Sayar de Nasis Lcharova Elamaboras Nachle Arno Minola. And how do we know there was a nest there? The Chsiv, it says in Bamidbar Chaf Aleph Al Kenya Mer Besef Mechamas Hashem Esvahev Besufa the S Hanachalim Be Arno, and they were Hodu Viomru Shiral Anes Shenasalem Shav, as the Gemara is going to explain a little bit later on. And the Gemara brings now a brisa about the nest that took place in Ma'baros Nachle Arnon. Tana, we learned in a brisa, Esvahav Bisufa. And what does this mean? Shnei Mitzoroim Hoyu Tahavu Mahalchim Bisof Machne Yisrael in the Midbar Kiavu Kacholfi Yisrael, when Bnei Yisrael stood and they were ready to pass Nachle Arnon, which was in a very deep valley between two great mountains, and the derech, the road to pass through these two mountains, went through a nachal between the two mountains, Osu Amoroi, and the Amorim came along, and here we're on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, Ovdi Lahon Nikirusa. What they did was they made themselves me'oros b'tzidei harim. They dug or they hid inside these caves on the two sides of the mountains where the Bnei Yisrael were going through in the middle between the mountains in Nachle Arno v'toshu b'hon, and they hid there. Amri, and they declared ki chalfi Yisrael hocha, when the Jewish people will pass here, Naktalidon will be able to kill them. We'll be able to throw chitzim avnei blistaros, Rashi says, and destroy them. Volavayade, and the Amoraim did know the Aron ha'edus havimaske kamayu di Yisrael, that the Aron was going in front of Bnei Yisrael havimemich lehu ture mekamayu, and it caused the hashpol of the harim mipneim vayidekach hayu mispashtim zel etzadzeh achinasim lemishar. So a great miracle happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashpil the harim in front of them, and they were running from one side to the other, and it flattened it all out. And kevan di asa the aron ha'edus hishpil osam harim shamarim nischavu mispashtim zel etzeh idabku turei bahari adodi. And the two mountains eventually collapsed together. The Katlina and all the Amorim that were hidden there were killed. The Nochiz Damayu, and their blood flowed into the Nachal Arnon, into this little river that went through the two mountains, Ki Osu. And when they came as Vahev, after the Bnei Yisrael passed and they were beyond these two mountains, that Mokum Chazu Doma, they saw the Dam, the Karnofik Mibene Ture, they came out between these two mountains, and they appreciated, they understood that there was a great miracle, Osu V'Amaluhu Yisrael. And they told the Bnei Yisrael, these Mitzorayim, the Amru Shira, and Bnei Yisrael recited Shira. And Hainu Dichsiv, that's the Pasuk of Midbar Chof Aleph, it says V'eshed, which means Shafach and Cholim, Shenishpach L'shom Dama Moroim Sheniskabu Shom Asher Nota L'sheves Or V'nishan L'gvul Moav. It means that when they pass through the other side of the Emek, and they spread out the Evra Nor, and that was L'sheves Or L'tzad Eretz Moav, which is called Or, and Nishan L'gvul Moav, which is Dovuk to the Gvul of Moav. And it's very interesting that we start by saying that Ki Avicholfi Yisrael Osu Amoroi, and this great miracle happened. So it's interesting that it seems that the two Mitzoroim were the ones who had, they were carrying the rear, they're a little bit separated, quarantined, but they were the ones who notified Bnei Yisrael about this great miracle when they saw the blood flowing. And it means that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about miracles dafka through Mitzoroim, and we've seen that in other places in Tanakh as well. Okay, this is where we'll stop for now, and Emir Hashem, in the next year, we'll start with the Avnei Elgabish, which is here on Daf Nun Dalid Amud Beis, just about, 8-9 lines down from the top of the page.